The ceremony at 3rd Street Baptist was briefly interrupted after emotions boiled over at one point, leading to shouting and some pushing and shoving. The reason for the altercation remains unclear, but was likely connected to a family squabble. Benko Brown, a 24-year-old transgender man, was shot and killed in a downtown San Francisco Walgreens last month after a physical altercation with a security guard who had confronted him over his alleged shoplifting. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins declined to prosecute the security guard Michael Earl Wayne Anthony. She said there wasn't enough evidence to refute the guard's claim that he acted in self-defense. Brown was unarmed at the time. Brown's father, Terry Brown Jr., talked about how he wants people to remember his son.
That he was an activist, a loving person, a caring person, and a family person.
His family and friends also said he worked as a community organizer for the Young Women's Freedom Center. It's a San Francisco-based organization supporting young women and trans youth. According to family friend and activist Kevin Epps, Brown was struggling with poverty at the time of his death.
To lose life over $14 worth of food, for being hungry, for wanting to eat something, it's a tragedy. It's a travesty of justice.
Brown's family and friends said his killing shows how little society cares about the lives of the poor and marginalized. Travis Williams was Brown's godfather. He said this could have happened to any other person from a marginalized community.
It's just a lot of unjust. You don't have to be poor, you don't have to be black, you don't have to be trans or whatever your racial, your culture, whatever you may believe in. You don't have to get gunned down for material stuff. You don't have to get taken. Your life is more valuable than humanity is more valuable than materials.
Benko Brown's friends and relatives and advocates for the city's poor and homeless condemned District Attorney Brooke Jenkins' decision not to prosecute the security guard. Civil rights attorney John Burris is representing the Brown family. He said he intends to file a lawsuit this week against Walgreens and the company that employed Michael Earl Wayne Anthony.
We plan to file a lawsuit either today or certainly by in the morning. We will announce that lawsuit and share with the public tomorrow at a press conference at my office at 1 o'clock. And I tend to show and want to show. So we've had a chance to look at the video and slow it down, and we think the evidence will show that this clearly was a shooting that was unjustified.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta said this week that he will review the case and decide if the state will file any charges against Anthony. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Jill Martel.